I realised that I wanted to go back to Cornwall, and it is the best place to start a small jewellery business because there's so much help and there's so many galleries and it was really, really good.
You said it's quite easy to start up in Cornwall, but there is also a lot of creative people who are already doing that. So were you nervous at the time thinking, well, I'm starting up, will people want to buy my work?
I don't think I really knew. The important thing when you're running your own business, quite an important thing is to be confident. And I think I was just quite confident to just I didn't feel like someone said no, it was the end of the world. So I just walked into places with my jewelry. I didn't look at the market or anything. I just sort of just went around and said, do you like my jewelry? And they liked it. So I sold it to them. And then they helped me. And some of the early galleries that I got helped me a lot.
And then because of that, I imagine you had more and more work. And then I suppose you looked to set up your little workshop that you've got here.
Yeah. I started in my bedroom, like I said. And then I moved on to my dad's cellar. So I went up in the world, well, down the world. And then I found some friends and we sort of shared a small workshop. Because that's the other thing about a lot of Cornwall. There was lots of sort of spaces that we could use. And I just shared like a tiny little bench in a room with four other people. And work from there, and then gradually sort of expanded as they dropped away, the other jewellers or the other craft people. There's a lot of craft people in Cornwall.
And how many people have you got working for you now?
I have five people working for me now.
That's quite a good amount, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the first person that started working for me was John O'Mahony, and he's worked very hard. He's been with me for 8 years, I think now. So, and he was like, when he was 17, he didn't know what he was doing. He'd started doing some hairdressing and he was doing all sorts of other things. Somehow we sort of, bumped into each other, and he's learned his trade rather than going to college or university and learning it. He sort of learned it through me. And now he's a really good stone setter and, he works very hard.
And you're hoping, aren't you, you would like one day to expand a bit more and maybe create more jobs?
Yeah, I would. I'm hoping to do the New York Gift Fair in January, and I want to do Basel, which is in Switzerland, as a big watch fair, because I've also started doing making watches, which is quite unusual for a jeweller in England, really, I think.
Yes, well, we'll have a look at your watches in a minute, but we're going to have a quick look. Take us through some of your jewellery here, your rings. Now, they're quite a unique style, aren't they?
So what I do is I use the, because wood obviously is quite organic and flowy and curvy, and then, I do mostly rings, and I combine the wood with the metal, and the metal's always very straight. I like it to be very straight and angular, and then you've got the wood sort of set in it, and it creates a really nice effect, a really nice contrast of the sort of organic against the kind of man-made metal.
And I did ask you how you get the wood to be sort of thin and bend it around the ring, but that's a trade secret, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a trade secret. It's also, it is a solid piece of wood, though. There's no steaming involved. I get lots of people trying to guess how we do it.
Absolutely. And as you say, the world's your oyster, really, when it comes to something like that. I imagine, do you get people asking you to put a bit of wood in maybe that means something to them within a ring?
We get people chopping down bits of wood from their garden or something that was planted when they were born, and then they have a little bit. We obviously have to sort of season it. We use the oak from a tool ship from Charlestown. We get wood from all over the world, actually. People send us bits of wood.
That's really, really good, isn't it? Did you ever think that this would happen?
No. No, it's I don't know. I don't really know how it's. I don't know where people find me. They just find me, and they ask us to do really, really unusual things.
So, do you get a lot of wedding rings? People buy wedding rings from you like this?
Yeah, mostly we do. I think because it's quite masculine, my work as well. We get a lot of guys coming to us for slightly unusual wedding rings. Well, sometimes they'll ask for things that we don't even do, like a silver jammy dodger. I have some very unusual requests.
I imagine you always try and find a way of helping, though.
Yeah. No, I hate to let people down, so I'm always trying to try and do things, even if it kills me.
And you mentioned your watches. You said it's quite unusual to be making watches. Just having a look, you've recently won an award, haven't you, for your watch work?
I was at the BCTF, which is the British Craft Trade Fair in Harrogate, and they have, I think there's sort of 400 jewellers there, and the British Jewellery Association gave me an award for highly commended for excellence in jewellery, which was very exciting, and I've been talking about it to everybody, and I think it was for my watches, because they're a little bit more unusual. Well, there's a sort of technically a little